Tomorrow, I'll invent those blueprints. Tomorrow, I'll start.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Corey. And my man, Mr. Kirk.
What's up?
Welcome back to Schemes Come True, people. What will you do tomorrow? What will you do today to achieve your creative schemes? I'm Corey. That's Kirk. And just when you thought we got canceled, they couldn't keep us down.
Just when you thought. It's been 6 months since there's been any activity in our feed, and it's just now that people are thinking that we got canceled. Jesus.
Just when you thought we just gave up and, you know, decided to not do anything for our lives, but keep the page up just because to keep the illusion that we're still doing
that's
stuff.
That's right. So we could tell people that we were still doing stuff.
Right.
But yeah, man, it's been almost 6 months.
Huh. Yeah,
last time we posted, besides the imp trailer, which kind of is, you know, spoiling what we're going to be talking about today. But last time we were on here is when we talked with Mr. Ryan Mowry.
Mowry. Like the warrior, see? Like I said last time.
Yep.
Because every time I play another podcast, like ours pops up on that same episode. And I just get like little pieces of it. But like I did sit down and listen to it. It's like, it's a really good episode, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's really good. It's fun.
We got to get him to come back on. Ryan, if you're listening, we still need to get barbecue. I got to text you again. I doubt you're listening, but you know. You ever come back and hear this, you're like, oh yeah, we gotta get barbecue.
10 years later.
Anywho. Yeah, people, we're back.
You guys should get barbecue. Yeah.
We're back.
Guess who's back and we're better than ever. The Hess truck's here. Remember Hess truck?
I do remember the Hess truck. Welcome to the Western New York Nostalgia Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Was that only a Western New York thing?
No, Hess was in a lot of places, but like...
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
What? Was that
this,
like
this
really
is what
obscure?
We've been working on, people, for the last 6 months. The reason we've been radio silent is because we've been developing a... in cooperation with the Strong National Museum of Play. Shout out to Danish and O'Neill. And Beach Cops, actually.
God, you cannot go an episode about Magic Beach
Cops.
Dude,
they have a serious issue with the Strong National Museum of Play. It's pretty funny.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
We'll get into it another. That's a bonus bullshit. Okay. When we get Mr. DeWitt on here, eventually, I need to talk to him again. When we get Mr. DeWitt.
Doesn't seem like a lot.
We will... We'll discuss the issue with the Strong National Museum of Play. But anyways,
okay. That's fair.
Yeah, so
that's fair.
Toy nostalgia, Hess trucks, that's what we've been doing for the last 6 months.
Yes.
Much in line with the last time the Hess trucks were popular. Psych. Not what we've been doing for the last 6 months.
No.
If you are still subscribed to this feed, you know that... We finally released the first episode of. You gonna do a drum roll? What's going on? You gave me the point of order finger.
I was gonna do last time on Schemes Come True, and just like flashback to all of our just like little snippets of audio.
We're gonna do a greatest hits. Is that this is gonna be a clip show? It's our first episode in 6 months, and you want to do a clip show? Christ.
Here's the thing. We'd have to have the clips prepared. So next time, I'll do the voiceover. Last time, Schemes Come True. And then we'll just have like a, you know.
Is this you telling me I need to cut together thing. a greatest hits episode?
Yes.
It's going to be 3 minutes long. It's just going to be you saying absolutely for 3 minutes.
Probably. Is this going to be the Corey soundboard?
That's exactly what it's going to be.
It's just have on repeat for 3 minutes.
Yep.
The three most embarrassing things I probably ever saw on the show.
What? Absolutely. What? Absolutely.
I came.
That one I've never played on the show. And thanks,
no! Yeah,
thanks for putting that into the ether, you
numbskull. God damn it. That was during a recording, and I'm pretty sure I thought that you would remember that very thoroughly. Fuck you.
Yeah, I was saving that one for a special time, but yeah, you just totally blew it.
You son of a bitch.
But speaking of acting and voiceover.
Acting.
The first episode of Imp is out. I have assembled the second
Avengers.
I've assembled the episode, and it is in the very capable hands of our
clearly not me. God damn it. Hold on. Yo, keep talking to the people. I am a fucking mess right now.
I think you're banned from juice. I think the universe is trying to tell you something. You cut your finger, you spill it, you spill it all over yourself in your bed. I think I finally have my are you garbage question. Have you or any member of your family ever spilled juice on yourself while drinking it for dinner in bed? A little specific, but
yeah, a little. We know my life's a mess, Kirko.
Nah, it's okay.
Don't even remind me.
Well, Corey's doing his Linda Blair impression right now. Did you go back for another?
God damn it. Jesus. All right, the juice is done. Yes, I had to finish it before anything else could hurt me. You know, you could barely even see the stain. It's fine. Let's just keep rolling.
I'm not cutting any of this.
I know. We never do.
I'm leaving the whole thing in. I've cut things in the past, but I'm leaving this whole thing in there. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. Why do you come back in any other fashion besides this?
Just complete buffoonery right out the gates. Perfect. Yep. We're back, people.
Nailed it.
We haven't matured at all in the last 6 months.
No. I don't know a goddamn thing.
Guess what? You know what? One of the things we haven't been working on the last 6 months? Ourselves. Hey.
I get a test of that.
We have not matured. We have not evolved.
I felt like the most piece of trash I've ever felt in quite some time. Maybe even ever, guys. That's an accomplishment made by not many people. Especially people that aren't famous at all. So
I'm probably going to have to disagree with you unless this is a story I don't know.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe. It was just in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For more information and more context, tune in to Bonus Bullshit over on the Patreon.
Ew.
To hear about Corey's adventures with a found couch. Some found couch footage.
Found couch footage? What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's intriguing, isn't it? It's cryptic.
It is. And not even I know about it.
We'll talk about it off the air. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Ah, of course you would. Yeah, dirty Kirk.
So,
anyways,
we're back.
Focused. We're always focused.
Because we've not been pouring any effort into ourselves, only into Imp.
Yes, purely.
If you haven't listened to Imp yet, the first episode of Imp, you're not subscribed, you're not following it, whatever the hell the terminology is these days, depending on what app you're using.
Right.
Please, I will put the link in the description of this show. Pause this show, go listen to Imp right now.
And then come back.
Juice those numbers for us, people. We need them.
We do need them.
Much like Corey juiced himself, you need to juice the numbers on the first episode of Imp.
It tastes pretty good.
Gross.
Ah, no! No, I didn't mean it like that.
There's no good way to mean that.
Jeez. There's not. No, you're right. You know what? Guys, I've made a mistake. I made a lot of mistakes in my life.
Yeah, hey, and, you know, we all make
that's just adding to the pile.
It happens. Yeah. It happens.
Everybody has those days.
So, for anybody who's not familiar with Imp, Corey, you want to give them the log line, the brief synopsis?
Ooh, me?
Yeah,
I'll do it. I'll give them a brief.
Since this is your brainchild, sprung from your forehead like Pallas Athena, from the forehead of Zeus.
She's too fast for me. Too smart. So guys, for the past year, Imp has actually been in development, but it wasn't until 6 months ago. It has been that long, my friend.
Jesus.
But I know it's crazy to actually really think about. But yeah, so effectively, I'll give you the skinny, the short a little bit. I had got a my old car is no longer, and all that stuff, and I ended up buying a new car. And I got a little in over my head, but I'm still able to kind of make it work, whatever. And I thought, you know, it'd be kind of funny if I had like sold my soul to like make, you know, to have this car, right? And so from that like idea then sprang Imp. And so Imp features character Cyrus Cody, who's pretty much just a version of myself, who effectively has you know, he's got this car, he's driving a rideshare and all that stuff, but a lot of like kind of weird things are happening and whatnot. And you know, we don't really know what these things are necessarily, but each episode will kind of build upon this story essentially, as we follow this guy through his day-to-day doing rideshare, with a little bit of a twist to it as well. So yeah, so we had the first episode out. Second episode drops next week, Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday, November 10th.
Yeah.
Episode 2 will be in your feed, so go check it out now. Make sure you are subscribed. Again, we're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. I believe we're on CastBox, Overcast, all those things. I'll double-check that after the show just to make sure. But basically, wherever you listen to Schemes, you will be able to listen to Imp. I'll drop a link in the show notes just in case, so you don't accidentally subscribe to the wrong thing. Look for the sweet pink cover art that Corey made, and you'll know you're in the right place.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm glad we did do that color change. Just because, like, obviously it kind of fit with everything else that we're making already.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't get that image out of my head from what you told me, what you think about the gold. And so... it just plays in my head constantly. But, you know, I still hold out.
You love gold.
I love gold. you know,
showers.
But, and I'm not even sure if I did the log line I really wanted to do for the show or not. I'm not sure.
It's okay.
Whatever.
It's still in development. Yeah. Much like the show itself, it's still in development.
Yes. Yes, it is. But yeah, guys, the idea, it started about a year ago. We got writing on it, I had the idea. I pitched it to Kirk, I pitched it to Papa Krause, and Kirk came back with, tell me more. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, all right, like I knew that it was at least like, all right, something based off of that response, or because he would have just told me if it was straight hot garbage. And so
that's true.
Because, you know, we've been doing this for a little bit. Like, we talk, like, every day, whether Kirk wants to or not. And for the most part. And, you know, I very much value his opinion and of course, his writing expertise. But since it was coming out of my head, I'm just like, well, crap, I'm going to have to write at least a good amount of this for him to, like, see where I'm going. And then he'll edit along the way. And that's how we did it. It would just be like, hey, you know, like we talked about in previous episodes, here's a song that I'm thinking of, like give you like a feel of the show, or here's a little bit of this I'm writing. And like, we just kind of pass things off back and forth. And for that first 6 months, we essentially had our first season done. And then it was like, well, hey, we wanted to get, you know, people involved. We wanted to get, you know, I wanted to get some actors on there. Kirk wanted to as well, but he's like, well, maybe like down the road. But I'm like, I don't want to listen to 7 episodes of myself just talking. Like, I want to make this more atmospheric. I want to make this more of an ensemble kind of thing, you know, just to like get that feeling of just, you know, a little bit more groundedness or a little bit more variety, I guess, in a way as well. And so we, you know, made our first recording with one of our characters. Featured in the first episode with Emily.
Yep.
Who also had been a guest on the show before.
Yeah, Emily Sparkle
Chicken. She's very happy to do it.
AKA Emily Hatch.
Sparkle Chicken. Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. And I think we did that in
February.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really cool. And I needed a lot of work to do on my acting because I hadn't done it in like so long. And I had essentially just kind of been a solitary creature for months on months on months on months on months. So like speaking to other human beings was like, yep. But you know, I'm not saying like I'm Oscar worthy now or anything like that, but it is definitely better, and I'm going to continue to work on it for you guys and for the show, of course, as well. And we had done some rewrites in between after getting some feedback from Pop Cross, and we ended up hiring another actor as well to fill in for episode 3, which is going to be coming up in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And that yielded yielded very great results as well, and we're, you know, happy to keep pressing forward on all that stuff. And yeah, and of course, you know, Jeff's been great. Like, I can't, you know, thank everybody enough that's been part of the process and whatnot, and we're still, you know, in the process as well. But yeah, man, what are your thoughts? I'm just babbling at this point, probably because of the blood loss, but it's all good.
You're good. No, it's been a fun, long process.
How do you actually feel?
No, man, that's we've learned a lot over the course of it. We got a long way to go in terms of like, yeah, there's just so much that we don't know, and we're kind of figuring out as we go along. And we're, you know, I'm grateful to the people we're working with for their patience and understanding as we kind of fumble our way through this. Yeah. But there are a lot of good resources out there that we're going to draw on and people we're going to talk to. I mean, that's part of what this show is going to become for a while, is going to be conversations with some of the other people who worked on the show. Like, you'll still, you know, there'll be some Corey and Kirk episodes, but I think we can dive into our writing process a little bit more. And then maybe some of the things we wish we knew going into season 1 that we're going to be changing going into season 2. But
yeah,
we'll be talking with Emily and Jeff and with Sarah, and we'll see who else.
Yeah, we'll see who else. Yeah,
we're going to go back to we're going to try to get back on the every other week release. So we'll release the week opposite of Imp, and kind of fill you in about what we've been working on and things that we're continuing to work on. But I don't know, it's been at times that it was a frustrating adventure, but like, it's pretty damn cool to get that first episode out. It felt good to release that into the world. And you know, I think I've told you already, Corey, but still, like, I'm glad you fought for actors.
Man,
I was just so focused on like, we got to do this on we're on a budget, and maybe we'll do like a, you know, season 1 director's cut or whatever and bring people in to do the voices. But I can't imagine, honestly, the show now without Emily and Sarah. So
I can't either, honestly. I mean, I know, like, it's, you know, we only have episode 1 out and all that stuff, but just the writing wasn't terrible in the beginning, but it definitely has been brought up by introducing you know, actual, you know, actors to fill those voices on the script. You know, it changed the way that we you know, because I was like, you know what, if we're gonna get people to voice these characters, like, I want them to feel like people. You know, I want you know, this is more of a character driven, like, story driven type of thing. Like, you know, because, you know, I've watched so many movies and TV shows. You've done the same. My dad has done the same, like, for years and years. And you know, we're not experts by any means, but no. I think at this point, people know what they like, and they know, like, when it feels like someone feels real, as opposed to they're just kind of there for background noise and whatnot, or just to support the main character or whatever. But you know, I feel like their performances elevate my performance. Like, I feel I'm like, man, I am, you know, I'm talking to real people. you know, and I'm trying, you know, I'm trying my hardest to make sure I keep up with them, because, you know, they're much more experienced than I am. But yeah, man, it was one of those things where I wanted to push for it, because I'm just like, like, it's not like I don't think I could sell the show, but it's like at the same time, it just, you know, just 7 episodes of me, like, I don't think it would have cut it. not to bash myself or anything like that, but you know, it was one of those things, especially during COVID, where, you know, everyone kind of gets into their own thing, gets into their own head. And I was into my own head for so long, and there were a lot of things going on with me that, you know, I still probably need to address a little bit, or a lot of it, depending on who you ask. But nonetheless, it was just like, no, I need to reconnect to people. I need to feel, you know, when I do these things, and not just, you know, not just like behind the scenes wise, but more of like, you know, kind of, you know, from, I guess, screen to screen, or even face to face and all that stuff. Most of what we do is screen to screen, just because we are in different areas and such. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was like, I could imagine doing it without them, but it wouldn't be what it is right now. And it's not, I don't get as excited about it without having other people, you know, a part of this thing. So yeah
I mean,
so all, thank you guys.
Yeah, and I think it all comes back to that, in a way, like Matt Oldegus's push for collaboration.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was what, episode 3, episode 4, whatever. And he's talking about how, you know, he made music by himself, but when he started working with other people, it brought the level up. And that definitely happened here. Like, you know, like you said, we had to elevate the level of the scripts. We went back and did some serious rewrites. We learned that you can't put a triple murder in the first episode and then never pay off.
we need a gut punch, and I'm just like, well, that's just a drive-by. Or like not a drive-by, it's like, that's a hit and run, you know what I mean? You're like, you're never gonna catch that person. So it's like, yeah, we need to change that up. I'm like, that's not gonna fly in the area that we're setting this in.
No
Absolutely definitely not.
But
yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
We're learning. So I mean, then there's still plenty to learn, plenty of mistakes to be made. But you know, season 2 is gonna, we've at least been documenting our mistakes, so we can try not to repeat them when we do season 2.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I already have proposed titles and synopses in there, but even still, based off of what we've rewritten and recorded thus far in season 1, you know, it's very much subject to change. I think the ending will still at least be the same, but you know, the stuff that happens in between, I'd like, you know, we're gonna have table reads and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And just kind of like massage it a little bit more before you know, we do it the way that we're doing it right now, which is right. It's not terrible. Like, we still, you know, got it out on time exactly when we wanted to get it out. You know, we want to make sure we plan ahead a little bit more. We want to make sure that things are making sense, and you know, we're paying stuff off and right. And all that good stuff. So yeah,
leave any dangling threads, I'll Don't Worry Darling, or or Smile.
Ooh.
check out the Patreon for our review of Smile.
Yes,
maybe
yes,
I'll drop
yes.
that one into the main, into this feed as a little Patreon preview as we try to kickstart that again.
I think you should. It was because I had seen Smile. I have not seen
Don't say anything else.
But
save it for the.
I won't say anything.
Yeah, don't say anything else. That's it. Cut it off. You're cut off. Like the tip of your finger from the juice glass.
Oh god, my swear finger.
Swear finger. Jesus.
You know. Oh, I thought I was gonna lose it. I was like, oh god. It's so graphic.
$1,200 band-aid.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good thing we're not putting this video on YouTube. We just would have gotten de-shmonetized.
Probably. I mean, it wasn't anything.
But
it wasn't.
Back on the topic of Imp, though. We're going to be expanding the cast. Come season 2. So if you are an actor, or you know somebody who wants to do some voice acting, please contact us at schemescometruenetwork@gmail.com. We don't have a casting call out yet, but it never hurts to make that connection with us.
Yeah, so, for sure.
For sure.
I'm not sure when we're going to do a casting call for that. I got to kind of make up a list of characters that are going to be appearing. Because we have, like, probably maybe three or four.
Yeah, they're probably...
Yeah.
Sounds about right. That'd be three or four that we're going to have to cast. I would say December is when we're going to have to do that. But if you'd like to get a jump on it, considering it's November 1st. You want to express your interest. You want to find ways to help the show. Email us at schemescometruenetwork@gmail.com. You can also check out Ride With Imp on Instagram. That'll be the kind of the social media hub for all things Imp. Big shout out to Corey for putting together our viral ad or our guerrilla ad campaign.
Yes, yes. Still more to come.
With a little help from Nikki Numbers.
Yeah. Well, actually, that was just me.
Oh.
I'll have to get him in a little bit more, though, because, you know, you have the expertise.
Redact that. No help from Nikki Numbers.
Cut that. No, I'll have to thanks for reminding me, though, but I think for season two I'll definitely have to pick his brain a little bit and see what we can do.
Also,
we kind of are,
if you're an aspiring actor, reach out to Emily Sparkle Chicken, because not only does she offer voice lessons for people who want to improve their singing abilities, but she does also Jesus Christ. Also,
take two. You might want to get on that.
Some articulation.
Yeah. Get that friends and family discount.
Yes. Chester chooses chestnuts, cheddar cheese, and chewy chives. He chooses them.
See? Look at that, guys.
Yep.
That's that money at work right there. Yeah, so sign up today. I gotta sign up.
Yeah,
you do soon.
Do that.
Yeah, sign up with her.
Make that a priority. Anyways, anything else you want to tell the people about Imp, Corey, before we kind of wrap up for today? We'll do, like I said, we'll do some more in-depth episodes. If you guys have questions or anything too, like anything you want to know about the process, email us again. gmail@schemescometruenetwork@gmail.com. Hit us with questions there, or hit us with questions via Instagram, whether it's at Ride With Imp or over at Schemes Come True Network on Instagram. We'd be happy to field whatever questions you got.
For sure. Yeah.
How tall is Corey?
Really? Yeah. Does he know how tall he is?
I know how tall I am. I'm 5'9".
Man, you messed me up. You messed me up that day, man. Oh my god, that's
a Patreon story, I think.
Oh, I think so.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one, guys. You should, if you're on Patreon or you want to go on Patreon, just get the $1 tier will probably get you in there.
Yeah,
maybe three.
No, I think it's one. I think one will get you all the access to all the episodes, and we'll have to record that story.
Yeah, he messed me up, guys. On Imp, so more to come, obviously. I've listened a couple times just because, you know, I got to make sure I check for certain things, maybe my performance or whatever like that, or like other stuff with the sound or whatever that we can improve on for like next time.
I've seen Corey's notes. The number one thing at the top of his notes is, can I sound more sexy?
Bro, I was listening to it yesterday, and I was just like, oh, God, I do hear it.
It's okay. Episode two is better. I mean, you lose a lot of that pillow talk breathiness. Rachel. Where's Rachel?
Swear to me.
But I mean, that just comes, you know, working with different people. You worked after that. You've worked with Emily a little bit. You've worked with Sarah a little bit. And as you get some more practice and some coaching under your belt, it'll be even better. But the Batman voice will be, you know, the Batman voice is gone. No more
it'll
sexy late night.
Sexy.
Maybe we'll do some special. Hey, we'll just do some special
ASMR.
Yeah, ASMR mid season break, sexy yes. voices or something. I don't know.
That'd be fun. We should definitely do that. Yeah, guys, I mean, what's up?
Season 0.5, Cyrus gets a complaint and has to go to sensitivity training.
Oh god.
It says here you're too breathy? I don't know what you mean.
Explain it to me.
Somebody said you sound like Batman?
No. Never. Gotham needs me.
All right. Well, we've reached the part in the show where yes. our brains have degenerated to the point where we're just saying
yeah.
noises into the microphone.
Same stuff.
So
same
that's probably time
we have some good
go.
Stuff earlier, though.
Yep. Yeah. Remember, don't forget to do the whole rate, review, subscribe thing to hear Schemes, and also make sure to check out Imp. Like, seriously, the subscribing, the reviews, all those things really help boost the visibility of the show. And, you know, since we're just getting started, it would be really helpful if you could do that for us. We could
yes.
maybe read some of the reviews here or yeah. over on the... Yeah, we could. I mean, if you post a review on either show, one of us, the reader of your choice, it's probably going to be Corey because, you know, unless you're really unless you're really into the whole... what is the word I'm looking for here?
I don't know. You're
either.
The word guy. You're
yeah,
the word guy.
I can't think of what it is. I can think of it as ambidextrous, and that's definitely not it.
No, not even a little bit. And I've been reading a lot more of it lately.
Ambivalent.
So like, I know that's not
I
right.
I can't think of the freaking word. If you're into the whole NPR voice, like you sound like, you know,
that's what
you want. Some vocal fry, some...
Oh, God.
Asexual is not the word. Androgynous. There we go. We got there.
There you go.
Jesus, hey, it's a team effort.
Check out the big brain on Corey.
I got 500 more words to write before I can go to bed, so. Yikes.
That's fair. Okay. I don't.
Anyways, right if now. You're into the whole androgynous NPR voice, I guess I'll read them for you, but I think everybody's going to pick
People are.
Pillow Talk Corey.
I suppose, yeah.
So yeah, submit a review. We'll read it. It'll be on the show.
Yeah.
It'll help us. It'll be entertaining. You know, do the thing.
It will be there. Oh, yeah, do the damn thing.
Do the damn thing. 5 stars.
We did it.
Get somebody else to listen to it. Tell your friends.
Tell 5 friends.
Tell 5 friends, yeah. And then they'll tell 5 friends.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell 5 friends, and we'll double our income every month through the whole year until we're millionaires. Hell, you know what? The first person, how about this?
Hey,
the first person to submit... a review of Imp on Apple Podcasts.
Gets a pair of movie tickets.
I was going to say some Imp stickers, but okay.
Oh. Whoops.
Yep. Because we have stickers. We have some pretty cool stickers.
Put that out there now.
That we need to cut the QR codes for.
Yes.
Sticker mule.
Bro, I was cutting some of them on. What day did we talk about stickers?
I think it was Saturday. Yeah,
either Friday or Saturday. Yeah,
I got an email sticker mule.
Yeah, we got a bone to pick with them. shout out to Sticker Mule.
I mean, they get you your stickers fast, but the QR codes don't work.
Nope, they don't work a goddamn. Nope. No, they look good. I'll say this. Okay, quick review for Sticker Mule. The hashtag Sticker Mule. Put that on the post. But so they look good. They do look good.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big fan of them. I don't know if I was going to show them for season one or show them for more season two. I don't think people have even seen the design.
Mm-mm.
Except for people who have been in the coffee shop with me at Epoch,
yep.
North Loop.
Seen our very exclusive shirts.
Should I give them a quick little look at the sticker? Or
you should put it on Instagram. Put it on our social media since I'm not going to post the video to this yet.
Ah, yes. That would make sense. That would be a very vain type of
so
action.
Check out Ride with Imp for some cool inside baseball branding.
Yes.
And
yes,
it should probably be a cross post to the Schemes page too.
It should. Yeah, we gotta
rise the knowledge of both entities because we're linked.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that a little bit more because I'm like, well, what do I do now?
You text things you want posted on to that account to my brother.
Ah, I have.
And then
I've heard of this man.
We Venmo him later.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
This is all for this is all speculative, by the way.
Yeah, we gotta strategize a little bit on that. But yeah. You guys will be able to see it on there. No, we're not gonna do it here. But you guys will get to see that at some point. But Sticker Mule, good quality.
Post it sooner than later.
QR code does not work.
No,
so
no.
That was so now Corey has to do a lot of cutting, yeah. Which we've lost at least three little mascots, unfortunately, that have gone into the paper shredder. But I'll probably lose some more, but whatever is left over, y'all can cut some of those, and next time we'll be able to change them up a little bit. That's so true. They're not gonna go to waste, though. I can guarantee that.
How many Velocipastors out of five would you give Sticker Mule's sticker on this one?
Man, we gotta make a special rating system for that. But yeah, Velocipastors, we can do that. I would say it's looking at maybe like a 2.5 to 3 for me, I'd say.
Yeah, I would agree with the 2.5 because they look good, but the fact that the QR code doesn't scan is a big it's a big kick in the ass. So
yeah, because like the color comparison to like on screen as the printed, it's pretty damn spot on. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm really impressed by that. But QR code. That was like the whole thing. Right. But I'll say this. Next time I am gonna do them with the type at ride with him on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom shadow where the car is. And honestly, I do like that shape a lot more than like having a QR code next to there. It's just kinda extra and bulky.
Yeah,
and
it'd be stuff. Cool.
If
people could see what you're talking about.
I know. That's why I didn't describe it too much in depth. But the shape itself, the silhouette itself, I did want to keep in mind when I was mm-hmm. creating it. So I'm just like, yeah, we aren't going to do a QR code on the next one. It's just going to be that shape because it's
see
nice.
See what like the it. Hell we're talking about. Follow yes. at Ride with Imp and at Schemes Come True Network on Instagram.
You know I'm a visual man.
Because by the time
man.
This thing gets to your ears, that post will be live.
It will be live.
You'll be able to see it for yourself. And indeed. Maybe if you're really nice to Corey, we'll send you some.
Super nice.
We'll see.
You don't have to be super nice. Just a little nice. I'll take that these days. That's all I can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's about it, guys. We're excited to put out the next episode, and we're excited to hear what you guys think.
Yeah, we're excited to be back. Remember, first Apple Podcast review gets some free stickers.
Yes.
I'll even throw in
free
some
movie tickets.
Stop promising maybe. Movie tickets, you jagaloon.
I know. I'm sorry. Be kind of nice, though.
Corey, nah, we gotta do you're something. Not gonna, we gotta please do something please don't use this platform as a way to get dates.
What?
First person post a review gets free movie tickets. One of those tickets belongs to Corey.
Oh, how dare you,
and
sir.
And you gotta sit next to each other at the movies.
Oh! You're acting like I made it one of those theaters where you have a assigned seat and you gotta sit next to the Corey. And I'm like, that's not the case. I was just saying the gratitude of the channel and all that stuff. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's got to be something bigger that they'd have to do in order to get movie tickets. But either way. But, yeah, free stickers is also
free stickers.
Also good.
Do the thing. Subscribe. Give them away. Do the rate, the review, the subscribe. As always, thank you
and the rate, review,
so subscribe. Much to the people who are hanging with us on Patreon.
Yes.
There will be more bonus content coming for you soon.
Yes, yes, indeed.
But the day ones, the Peter B's, the Sean J's.
Wait, why y'all gotta do the thing? Start over. Take two.
The Peter B's.
Peter B's.
Sean J.
Sean J.
See more butts.
The butts. You like that? Come on.
That's great.
There we go.
There we go. Who else? The Barden Creative.
Barty.
Cammed Off the Gray. His mac and cheese.
I gotta get some of that mac and cheese though. Send it to me. Overnight shipping.
Gross.
I want it must be hot when it arrives.
Hot from Dugan's Hole. Straight out of Dugan's Hole. And then as always the anonymous benefactress.
Anonymous benefactress. Yes.
And Barden Creative, who's back in the States. Come visit me, Barty.
Yeah, come on, Barty. What are you doing?
Come on now.
Barty.
Come on now.
Come on now. What you doing? You ain't doing nothing. Come on over. Let's hang out. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. That's what you're saying that I'm saying about you're saying. Come on, man. Damn.
All right. Well, we'll see whatever. You soon, people.
Well, hang it up. Cut the cameras. Cut the feed. Yeah, buddy. They call my name, baby. Oh, no. I lose. Oh, no.
Is that your audition to play Mario if they fire Chris Pratt?
Yes, sir. I'm next in line. That's what they said.
That's too real.
I was Mario yesterday.
Literally, bro. Just sending in, oh, no.
Oh, no. To everything. It doesn't even match what
you got. You got any other? Can you say anything else? Oh, no.
Gnocchi. What?
These gnocchi? Are
the things he says. I said, okie dokie.
Oh, I thought you said gnocchi. I was like, when the hell does Mario say gnocchi?
Let's go.
Okay, that's enough. You're cut off.
Come on, man.
We'll see you next week, people. Or in 2 weeks.
All right. Yeah, right.
Subscribe. Yeah, rate. Whatever. Review.
All those things.